Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. An expert on electronic magnetic pulse weapons says that Iran is capable of striking the United States and Israel. That's the headline. Peter Pry, an expert on EMPs, will join me in just a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Give us a definition, a layman's definition of an EMP.
Well, an EMP is basically a super energetic radio wave, travels at the speed of light. But it's a radio wave that's got so much energy in it, while it will pass harmlessly through people's bodies, just like a radio wave, you know, it will destroy all kinds of electronics, personal computers and control systems, the electronics in your car, in airplanes, power grid, protracted blackout. Even though its immediate effects are harmless to people, it's really the worst kind of weapon of mass destruction we face because we're an electronic civilization.
One of the reasons that I wanted to have this conversation is the concern now that the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli government under Netanyahu, has as it relates to these. You mentioned Russia. There's a possibility that Israel could be much concerned about the Russian military. But really, the main concern is Iran, number one enemy of Israel, capable of putting one of these EMPs in the sky above Israel?
I think they're capable of doing it against Israel right now, and I think they're capable of doing it to the United States right now as well. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Jim Woolsey, who's the former CIA director under Clinton, and Dr. William Graham, a number of other senior scientists, strategic experts, we've published a couple of articles that haven't been paid much attention to by the mainstream media. You know, we think there's compelling evidence that Iran already has the bomb, that they already have the bomb. And they have had an extensive missile test program. They've orbited satellites, including orbiting satellites on just the way North Korea did. So we think they've got the capability right now to threaten Israel and possibly the United States with an EMP attack. And I believe the administration is either burying its head in the sand to the facts about the Iranian nuclear program, or they're deliberately trying to cover it up so that they don't have to take the political blame for having Iran go nuclear on their watch.
Peter Pry, an expert on EMPs and the threat that they are to the United States and Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran is a major player in the last day's scenario that results in an attack on Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Israel's number one enemy today is Iran. Ezekiel 38 verse 5 mentions Persia, and that is the biblical name for modern-day Iran. Iran will be a key member of the nations who will attempt to attack and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Iran, as the experts tell us, have EMP capabilities ready to attack the Jewish state of Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...